The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 23rd of December, 2024. That's Christmas Eve. That's Christmas Eve. And today we are going to be continuing the on-the-clock Guardian Radio AM holiday giveaway over on-the-clock and Guardian Radio AM today. Let me tell you what we're looking for, right? Again, we're looking for the first three people to call in and sing a song. One person will win the main prize. We're looking for the first three people to call in and recite, give us a recital, a poem, a piece of poetry, a piece of prose, right? Even like an ad-lib monologue, even like a little ad-lib monologue. But it's got to be good. The top selection, the winner will receive a prize. We are going to let the texters text in and tell us who should win the prize. And then, Mr. Nuri, we're adding a, tell us a Family Island story.
Yeah, I like that.
Tell us a short, quick Family Island story. Maybe a piece of history. Maybe something we don't know. Listen, you could even possibly make it up. The point is, if it's good, we won't know if you made it up or not, unless somebody call in and say, boy, that story was good, but it ain't the truth. So that's what we're going to be doing today, as well as what's in the news. Let me start the show by saying, making an announcement. There's a request for blood donations at the PMH Blood Bank on behalf of Mrs. Alwine Dorset Scavella. Again, requests are being made for blood donations at the PMH Blood Bank in the name of Mrs. Alwine Dorset Scavella. And to put the correct name on the donation, it is Alwyne Dorset Scavella. The family would appreciate all your support. I got a text here, Mr. Nuri, that say, what about the texters? Yes, we have prizes for the people who text in as well. We're going to have trivia questions. You could hear Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. That phone just went off.
No, you was practicing.
That's what it is.
You was practicing. Mr. Nuri say he ain't letting this competition go by without singing a song for us. That is, of course, if he gets the right backing track, right?
Yes.
That's what he say. It says, morning, Miss. Today is Christmas, Adam, and tomorrow is Christmas Eve, then Christmas. Thank you. We don't call it Christmas Eve, Eve. We call it Christmas Adam, and then Christmas Eve. Why? Because Adam come before Eve, hey? Mm-hmm. That's what y'all trying to say? Anyway, Mr. Nuri, that's also another interesting conversation. When we have Dr. Reverend Cleveland Enius III on again, Kahun Ankusara, we need to ask him that question. What came first?
The chicken or the egg?
No.
No?
The man or the woman?
No, let me stop because I'm listening. I was going to say which came first.
Listen.
That's right.
Because it's a.
Let's take it back to the chicken and the egg.
Okay, because you know this.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Okay, I told you to ask the next question.
Well, listen, I was going to ask this as a trivia question, but then I remember you told me I asked the trivia questions I asked are too hard. But let me ask you.
No. I want to understand. No. Before you go to the chicken and the egg, which were you initially asking? Please.
I was asking you to ask Calhoun Uncle Sarah to come on the show.
And who came what?
From the Coptic perspective.
Of who?
Which came first?
Oh, preposition different.
Yeah.
It's all about
the preposition. Are you preposition it?
Yes. So go ahead, ask the question.
Which came first, the man or the woman? But now I have a trivia question for you. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Which came first? I just like how you ask the question, because you act it differently, and it shows a difference of education, right? At SAC, we're going to say, who came first? The chicken or the egg?
You say SAC.
Yeah.
The answer is SAC. Who came first? SAC is the answer.
But you're saying, which came first? And then I'm just like, how you ask it is just different. Yeah.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? I'm asking you.
What?
I'm asking you that question.
The chicken.
No.
The egg?
Yeah.
No, man, the chicken.
See, because you would think that an actuality, the chicken, must come before the potentiality, right? Egg, right? The actual thing must have come first because chickens lay eggs.
However,
that's not the correct answer.
How is not the correct answer?
Because the animal that laid the first chicken egg was not a chicken.
What was it?
I mean, it was in the process of evolution
the dinosaur chicken type thing?
I'm just saying, it was in the process of evolution.
So it was not necessarily a chicken at the time when the egg hatched. It became a chicken within the egg.
Right. So it was not a chicken that laid the first chicken egg. Mm-hmm. The first chicken evolved from another animal.
Which animal was that?
I wasn't there. I just know it was in evolution.
You was not there, but you know it was an animal.
Listen,
that's profound.
I was there.
Uh-huh.
I was there. I was not there at my mother's birth. I was there at my mother's birth. Did you know that your eggs were
scrambled.
In the... Oh, no. I mean, my eggs are slightly scrambled. That's what they tell me all the time.
Okay.
Were inside your mother's body when your mother's body was inside your grandmother's body?
Yeah, but the egg is not the embryo, right? I don't know women's body, but surely the seed, the man's seed is what's make the egg, not say worthwhile,
but see, purposeful. That's the word you decided versus worthwhile?
You like worthwhile better?
I don't like either of the words. I just let you know you're still on the same slope.
Let's stick with purposeful then. It's the egg, it's the seed that makes the egg purposeful.
The egg has a purpose whether it is,
Is it full? It had a purpose, but I didn't say purposeful. I say purposeful. That's an extra word onto the purpose.
It has a purpose.
But not purposeful.
Whether a woman conceives, mm-hmm. right? Whether mm-hmm. a woman conceives or not, the egg has purpose.
Because if we suggest otherwise,
then we're saying that a woman's only purpose on the planet is to reproduce.
Once you know. Let's start the show now. Once you know, producer, on his behalf. You want to call Alicia and check it out?
On his behalf, I'm going to return.
I'm sure she would agree with me.
I'm going to return to this text, which is perhaps the best text I have ever received in life, which is
seed for life.
Today is Christmas, Adam, and tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and then Christmas. Thank you, texter, very much.
Yes, Christmas, Adam.
No, sorry. I just want you to know that thank you was in for you. I have a different thank you for you, though.
We can't take you over for me.
Don't watch nothing. Good morning, caller.
Happy Christmas, Adam.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well.
Good stuff.
I am taking this opportunity to read a story. It's not very long that I wrote for the Haman children.
Go ahead.
Okay. So it was the night before Christmas, and Ricky crawled into bed with a heavy heart. Not a click of cowbells could be heard, or even a drum. How could he explain to anyone what Junkanoo meant to him? Could Santa bring Junkanoo? That was the present he'd asked for in the letter that he went like this. Dear Santa, I am 7. I have been good enough to go to heaven. I don't want toys or money or a surprise. Could you please bring me junkanoo for Christmas? For a Bahamian child like me, a Christmas without junkanoo is like a bird without a song or a peacock without its feathers. So please, Santa, please bring me the junkanoo. Dear me, thought Santa when he read Ricky's letter. He called Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, and sent him to the elves. Bring me back cowbells and conch shells and a goatskin drum. We'll make junkanoo music and give Ricky the Bahamian Christmas he wants. Come, everyone, said Santa. Here's what we'll do. Let's turn Ricky's words into a junkanoo song and play it this Christmas Eve for all Bahamian children to hear. They will understand the spirit of junkanoo and see it come alive in all that they do. Santa, said the little drummer boy, can I play some junkanoo on my drum? I'm certain baby Jesus will. As soon as I play this junkanoo rhythm, especially for him, you see. Ricky awoke with a start. He jumped out of bed and ran to the window and saw elves shaking shells and Santa licking cowbells saying, ho, ho, ho. He heard the song and thanked Santa for having him understand that he and junkanoo would always be one. So in this new spirit, Ricky slipped back into bed, his mind full of images of costume men and dancing girls rushing to the sound of junkanoo. He closed his eyes and whispered, Merry Christmas, and thank you, Santa, for giving me the one thing I wanted, to wake up on Christmas to the sound of the junkanoo.
Thank you.
I love it.
Listen, producer.
We got to write down your name.
Yep, producer. Now,
is that published yet?
Caller?
The caller got to call back.
Caller, hold on.
No, she hung up. I mean, I enjoyed that. In fact, you know, I did envision it as an introduction to a junkanoo book, like a story that after that, the junkanoo pictures and whatever it is, like that has to be the preamble to it. But I mean, I love it.
I think I know who that person is.
I love her voice.
Is the voice familiar to you?
No, I just love the voice.
Okay, I think I know who so I've written the name down. Even though, caller, you hung up before we could take your information, that let's go to the next caller, and then we can talk about that story some more after this caller.
Yeah.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good season to both of you.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Blessings.
I would like to try for one of the songs. I did call in last week, and then y'all hung up on me.
Forgive us.
Before y'all took the next caller.
Forgive us.
But I'm trying again, okay?
Yes,
big
ma'am.
Big prizes today. Go ahead.
Okay. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy come to make you new? And this child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels roam? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Ooh, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lord. Mary, did you know that that your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Man, I got to get
Thank
your
you.
Name, too. Don't hang
you
up.
Don't hang up. Producer?
Don't hang up. You know when you move that you get teary-eyed? It reminds me of my mother-in-law, the late Stephanie Francis. She could have belt a tune, right? That get you teary-eyed, and emotional. But call her. I see you missing hang up. Call her back. I need to recognize you, too, because that was a beautiful voice, a beautiful rendition. The idea that the question that while you kiss your baby boy, that you were kissing the face of God, that should make any Christian just become emotional to the point to say, my God, the Savior has come to save us, right? So I'm grateful for that song. I'm very grateful for that song. But we have more callers. Producer answered that call.
Hopefully
it's one of the callers earlier.
Good morning.
Yes, the phone just cut off.
Yeah,
yes.
He's going to place you on hold right now, and he's going to take your name and your number. And thanks very much. And thanks very much for that rendition, man. I was moved.
Absolutely.
I had some flashbacks of when I was younger.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so first of all, 2025 cannot end without a new television show called Bahamian's Talented Boy.
Yeah, but I like the name.
Yeah, because we don't want them to say that we plagiarize and we take it.
Bahamian's got talent.
Yeah, we don't want to say that.
And usually we do plagiarize and just copy American stuff. But I like that.
Bahamian's talented boy, right?
Just the how you spell bay, though. The popular bay.
Did we even have a competition for how to spell bay? Yeah. The most creative presentation of how to spell bay, right?
And gifts. I picture it in my head now. Each of these, what do you call the mall things, like Town Center Mall and QBC and thing. Those places, those general store.
Yeah.
Can do gift certificates, and the winner get the gift certificate.
I think there should be a prize.
John Bullington.
I think participants should get a gift certificate. Winners should get a prize, right? There should be an ultimate a finale, mm-hmm. right? So it should be a season-long show, just like a regular television show,
mm-hmm.
and do it just like America's Got Talent, just don't call it that. Mm-hmm. So one portion is the auditions,
yeah,
and then you take them to the next stage, those who got through, and then we go all the way to the final.
A whole reality TV type thing?
And so at the end of the year, or at the largest or most important cultural celebration, we now include presentations from these people who won in the show Bahamian's Talented Boy.
Mm-hmm. Then people from Big Bang had finally donated something positive.
I mean, yeah, we could take that model and grow it into something more positive than what it is right now.
Mm.
Just something more positive.
Bigger and grander.
Yeah.
You think we have some more callers? Because I want someone to go on poetry or some sort.
Right. So we have, and we want the person who read that first story.
Yes, to call back.
To call back and put their name on it, so we could put their name on the list, please.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a beautiful gift for you to give us, the Bahamas,
yeah.
for Christmas.
I love
but
it.
But I need to talk to you about it, because we could turn that into something more.
Bigger.
Yeah.
I like big, grand things. Let's go to this next caller. How you doing, caller? Good morning.
Pleasant, good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to sing in the singing competition.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Man.
Okay, being away from home for the past 4 years working, but this year I'm home. So I want to sing, I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve will find me with a love like you. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
Thank you very much. So you were abroad. Where were you living?
I worked on the Keys. I was in Abaco at Disney. And then I was on Coco Key because I'm a chef, so I usually worked off-island. But now I'm home.
Welcome back to Nassau.
And, pardon?
Welcome back to Nassau.
And looking forward to Junkanoo.
Which valley are you pulling for?
The original valley.
Okay. Yes,
the one
good.
My children in.
The one your children in. There you go.
Yeah.
Yes. Leave your name with the producer.
Okay.
And one of the valleys supposed to be on today, and see if we can win prize from them.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
But I enjoy singing. You're singing. I'm enjoying singing. So thanks very much.
And good and blessed Christmas to each and every one of you.
Yes. Happy Christmas, Adam.
And again, don't forget to don't hang up. Leave the producer will pick up for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So we put that one on hold.
Yeah, let's go.
So then we have another caller there. I wonder if we can get two of them. You know, call again. All kind of. Yeah, he answered next. So we have to wait until he cleared that.
Caller, just hold the line. I've got a text here. I'm missing you. I just want to make an announcement about prizes from Friday. Text with the last four digits 0509. You do have a prize waiting for you at the Guardian. I thought you heard me call your last four digits on Friday. So please come and pick up. I can try and message you as well after we get off air, maybe at the 11 o'clock break. I would say thank you to that second singer as well.
The first person who read the story was Diana Hamilton.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, so hopefully we get a contact for
her. I have a contact for her.
Where you know Diana Hamilton from?
You mean the musician?
Yeah.
Hold on, first of all, you mean the musician whose music I've been playing all year on my show?
Just making sure you know who it is.
She is a, I want to call her a culture advocate. She's the accordion. She is organized.
From Kett Island person.
Right, the accordion camps to ensure that the kids them could continue.
Oh, yeah. I won't give her a prize for that then. I mean, we can't do a competition like that. No. Hold on,
what do you mean?
No. I'll stop. There's a competition still.
Yeah, we still have to wait. We're waiting for two more.
One more for the song.
One more person for the song. We have two singers already, but we only have one recital.
Type thing. So if you have a poem type thing or a story type thing.
A monologue.
Yeah, a monologue.
Right.
You can call in still.
Or you want to read a piece of prose, we could do that as well. Ah, boy, there's a text here. Did Mr. Newry, there's a story here I want you to read in the text, right?
Mm-hmm.
They asked me if I'm brave enough to read it online. And I tell them,
why
are you trying to give me the gift of unemployment?
That's what you're trying to do.
For Christmas.
That's the person.
I don't need that.
That person wants Erica to call us again.
Ain't nobody need that for Christmas. Mm. No. Okay, so we are looking for, we need one more person to sing a song. So we get our three and then judge. Two more people to read a recital. Two more people to read the recital piece. And then we want a Family Island story, man, like a ghost story or a legend story about the Chicchani when you meet the Chicchani, or you were swimming in the Blue Hole and you saw a mermaid, or you almost married the Gollin. But now, Mr. Nuri, let's do a trivia. Let's do a text trivia.
A text trivia?
Right. This is for the text line. This is for our text line. People, trivia question.
You want to ask the Governor General question?
I don't want to ask the Governor General no questions.
No, that's that.
I don't want to question the Governor General about nothing.
The list of all the Governor Generals.
You know it?
Oh, well, yeah, of course I know it.
Off by heart?
Of course I know it.
Like you memorize it?
We only had what, couple?
We had plenty. We have more Governor Generals than Prime Ministers.
I went through all except one.
You mean you were alive?
I were alive through all except one.
All right, well, let's ask that question.
But few people know the first Governor General of the Bahamas. I bet you do not know the first Governor General of the Bahamas. So which, so this can be. We need the list of all the Governor Generals, the total. You don't necessarily put it in chronological order, but you must include the first Governor General in it and identify who the first Governor General, then you can start the list. And with that, I'll throw in an extra prize with that. I'll go downstairs and get one pepper sauce or something.
Man, look here.
So that's why it's like a trick question. That's why. So few people know who the first.
So tell me what the question. Let me write the question down.
First.
Uh huh.
The first part of the question, you have to identify who is the first Governor General of the Bahamas.
Uh huh.
Then list all the Governor Generals after that.
All.
You don't got to be in no sequential order. You can go on Google, and quickly search that. So it isn't that hard. You just need to start while I'm talking, do that search. And like I said, if you get the first one with that, I'll go downstairs and add to the gift. Make your Christmas special and spicy.
All right.
I was in Albany last week.
Okay, so trivia question for the text line, for texters, two-part question. Who was the first Governor General of the Bahamas? And then list all subsequent Governor Generals up to today. That's the first question for the text line. You have answers already?
I have answers already. Looking at now to see if everything that this person can see Google, because you have all the information.
Oh, wow. There are a total of, I'll give you all a clue.
Yeah, this is everything.
There's a total of 12.
Yeah, this is everything.
And they got both parts correct?
You have to definitely get the first one. Like, going through now to see. He missed out something, and he text back again.
And corrected it?
No, he added to the list. I guess he couldn't fit all.
In the first text.
But this is everyone. I mean, this.
All right, now go out quickly and see if anybody else has texted in.
Let's come on.
And then I'm going to go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. It's more than 12, eh?
I don't know if it's more than 12, but.
You want to list them?
I can tell you now.
Go ahead.
John, is it John Warburton or Paul, whatever your name.
Okay, Paul, hold on. Pause. You here. I ain't hanging up on you. Don't watch nothing, right?
Uh-huh.
It's two-part question. Who is the first? And then list all after.
That's what he's
doing.
But
you got to be precise.
The first one is John Warburton. Warburton. Paul.
No.
That's the first one.
Yeah, I see Aaron disputing. That's right. He is right.
That's a middle name.
It's a middle name.
Okay. You telling me the Biden is a middle name?
Sir John Warburton Paul.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then Milo Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Gerald Cash. Henry Milton Taylor. Clifford Darling. Sir Orville Tankwest. D.M. Ivy Dumont. Paul Adley. Arthur Dion Hanna, Sir Arthur Folks, Sir Axley Day, Margaret Finland, then you got Mother Pratt.
All right, so you said Pratt. Did he get, who was after Pinling?
Well, Pinling was never the Governor General.
No, who was after Dame Marguerite Pinling?
You say you have to get them in order, but anyway.
I know.
After Dame Pinling, I put Mother Pratt.
Okay, what about the other CA?
You're missing one.
What do you mean, what's your name?
Him.
I think.
I get Henry Kidd and all the other folks and all the man.
She gave you a hint. She said a person named CA.
Charles Adley?
No.
Oh, what do you mean, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then him, Cornelius.
Okay, so Thank you. Let's.
No, no, we'll write his name down.
Yeah, yeah, hold on. Thank you. The text came in first.
Yeah,
the text will win the main prize, and we're going to give you, you're going to get a prize, absolutely, okay? So I need you to hold the line, give the producer your name and information, and your prize will be available for pickup today.
Okay.
So, all right, producer, please take this caller's information.
So John Paul, 1973 to 1977. Few people know that that was the first Governor General, white Englishman. Sir Milo Butler, 1977 to 1981, first Bohemian Governor General. Sir Gerald Cash, 1981 to 1984. Sir Henry Taylor, 1984 to 1992. Sir Orville Turnquest, 1992 to 2001. Sir Arthur Foulkes, 2001 to 2009. Sir Cornelius A. Smith, 2009 to 2014. Her Excellency Dame Marguerite Pinglin, 2014 to 2019. Cornelius Smith, 2019 to 2023. And right now, it is Lady Mother Pratt. What Mother Pratt officially?
Cynthia.
Cynthia. Mother Pratt.
Absolutely. So I'm going to take this number, Mr. Newry.
Yeah.
Oh, from this person? Oh, we got this number. Okay.
Yeah. So we have that number. So we're going to take a quick break right now, and then we'll continue our giveaway. Of course, we have guests also on the other side, but we'll continue our giveaway with that and make it more interactive. But this is On the Clock with Erin Green. My name is C.A. Newry. I'm on the side of her while Erin writing down a note to make sure everyone get their prizes. We shall be right back. And Merry Christmas, Adam.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Adam.
Right.
Happy Merry Christmas, Adam.
The text, right, another text that said the eve of Christmas Eve is how you say it.
Okay. Happy Christmas Eve.
No, that ain't how you say it.
Merry Christmas Eve.
The eve of Christmas Eve.
That's how it goes to Christmas.
Christmas Adam.
Christmas Adam. Yeah, see, Christmas Adam. I like that. Christmas Adam. We'll be right back.
All right. Absolutely.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Benedict Lampkin, the customers love the red suit. You think you can heist them pounds a little more? We need to see more socks. But before you go, look at, I got some specials going on for the sale. I got two set of 12x12 and four set of 18x18 tile. Now, the 12x12 Al Blanco is just that, Al Blanco. That and the peach and gray Alcala going for $215 a square foot. Now, I got three 18x18 flagstone style and a high gloss gray and beige tile for $203 a square foot. But what you doing, Lampkin?
I'm looking for one pin.
Sale ends December 21st.
Love the gesture today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back. We're on the clock. We're in the midst of the On the Clock Guardian Radio AM holiday giveaway. A couple of little housekeeping notes. Some texts are saying, oh, y'all miss out C.A. Cornelius Smith.
I call Cornelius
Smith. I know, but the text came in a little early.
Okay.
And Ivy Dumont. I will say that both the caller and the text which came in first had all the correct information in it.
Yeah.
And the caller did say Ivy Dumont. I do recall them saying that. I was looking at the Wikipedia list. It also lists acting Generals for a moment.
Who's that?
And Dame Doris Johnson apparently was acting. It's according to this Wikipedia list. Only acting, not...
What about Paul Alley? Wasn't he acting at one time too?
I think so, possibly.
Because remember, he denied having just getting knighted or some sort. I think he was acting also, Paul Alley. Almost sure of it. Almost.
So Doris Johnson would have been... It says 22nd of January to 22nd, right? Like for one day.
She would have just swearing in. Anyone else was acting?
This is saying Sir Gerald Cash was acting Governor General from 22nd of January 1979 to the 23rd of September 1979.
And he didn't confirm after that, then?
Yeah, then he was confirmed.
And because I know when I was younger, he came to our school as Governor General.
Right.
He was dressed up. Like an old night outfit. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Then he was confirmed. And then Sir Henry Milton Taylor.
Yeah, went through
acting,
him too.
And then he was confirmed. Sir Clifford Darling. Yeah,
yeah, I met him
nice
too.
List. Yeah. Okay.
Here's
a text. Good morning.
So you wrote down two persons for the...
That last trivia question. Here's a text. Good morning. According to Genesis, chapter number 2, where we see God form everything out of the dust of the ground, man, animal, and from the man, he form a woman. So the answer to the question, which came first, the chicken or the egg, the chicken. In all creation, the adult comes first, then the offspring. Dear Texter, I'd like to put money on it. I mean, I'm just saying, though, I didn't mean, let me rephrase that. Because I'm a hasty, we don't like to waste money. I'm willing to put money on it. As I tell you how serious I am about my answer.
Mind you, both answers could be right. Because he's drawing from a Christian...
Judeo-Christian perspective. Not just
and you doing it from an evolution.
Then remember the conversation we had with Reverend Calhoun, who said that there were actually three Genesis combined, right? Like as a composite in what we call Genesis. There were three beginnings.
Three beginnings.
Right? And so this is perhaps accurate from the Euro.
Yeah.
Christian perspective.
And then also the difference between of at the beginning and in the beginning.
Right. But from a scientific perspective, right, the egg came first because the animal that laid the first chicken egg was not a chicken.
Was not a chicken.
Yeah, evolution.
So a chicken came from dinosaurs.
I didn't say that.
That's what they say, chicken came from dinosaurs.
I mean, everything but essentially
everybody knows
evolved.
Chicken came from dinosaurs.
Everything essentially evolved from dinosaur. And if you see me at Christmas dinner...
Yeah.
In 2 days, you will say, Aaron, must he evolve from a dinosaur as well? Like from the T-Rex with the short arms
short
and
arm.
I just trying to feed myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Well, eventually I should evolve into a spirit. I shan't have a body anymore.
Some theorists, let's go to the phone line, some theorists suggest that everything will eventually evolve to a crab.
Crab?
That's how I know the Bahamas is the center of the world.
Yeah, we're
good morning, caller.
Gateway.
We're coming to the phone line right now. Good morning, caller.
1 minute caller, they have you in the back leg.
Yeah. Can't hear it, producer. There we go.
Hello.
Good morning.
We can hear you loud now.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, tell Aaron, stop. Aaron is talking fool. Do your talking fool, but we evolved from stuff. If people say we evolved from things, how come the monkeys didn't evolve the man yet after all these hundreds and hundreds of years?
I didn't say we evolved.
I could explain that.
I didn't say we evolved from monkeys. I don't know what them other people be talking,
I have no problem evolving from.
You don't a chicken egg come from dinosaur.
I can explain that too.
I
can explain that too if you give me a couple seconds.
No.
Do you believe that man will evolve into a spirit?
In evolving a spirit, when man die, you have your body.
That's called evolving. I just say that's called evolving. Do you believe that man will evolve into a spirit?
Your body, your spirit, and your soul in you now. When
so
you, die,
you do agree.
Dirt,
so you do soul, agree.
That soul will go back. That spirit will go back to the creator.
And so you do agree that we evolve to a spirit.
Be down forever or go to heaven.
So you do agree that we evolve into a spirit.
You say evolve, but we just go back to where we came from.
That's called evolve.
I could be evolved, we go back where we came from.
The idea is we evolve. We move
when
from
you evolve,
one.
You go up to something different.
And let me.
That you never was before.
Once upon a time, we were eggs, and we moved from an egg to an embryo. And we move from an embryo to a baby, and we move from a baby.
All of that is evolving,
and eventually I shall evolve from this.
A spirit go back to spirit. You call it evolving.
You trying to say I'm a spirit now?
You are three in one, your body, soul, and spirit.
See, now that's blasphemy. Don't be likening us to God.
He's a God now.
But I'm okay. Okay. I listen in.
Check the Bible out.
Yeah. I will check you out,
God,
man.
Hear me out. God put his bread into us, which is his spirit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He created a body out of dirt.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And man has a soul. So therefore, when man dies, the body goes back to the earth, the spirit goes back to the creator, and the soul be damned in the hell or go back to heaven. So don't tell me I be
evolution.
Okay, okay.
What evolution? But stop talking about evolution, yeah?
Listen, listen. Evolution. Why you call it that, man? Listen, here's what I'm saying. Okay, hold on. Hear me out now. Hear me out now. I want to preface this by saying that I think that men are not just lovely things, but they are absolutely vital to the function, right? Not just of the human race, but of the planet, right?
Uh-huh.
I preface in this by saying, I think that there's nothing we could do without men, right? We need y'all, from the woman's perspective. We need y'all. So this is not a matter of erasing men or diminishing their value or their importance on the planet. But you cannot convince me that woman came from man and not man coming from woman.
You want me to tell you why?
Tell me why.
In the beginning.
On this good garden, Adam, Christmas Adam. Tell me why.
In the beginning, in that garden,
mm-hmm.
God made man to tend the garden and everything. When man was tending the garden, listening to all them things and doing all his hard work.
See, that sound like a woman. Hold on. See, that sound like God is a woman. Hold on. I got you. Let me tell you why that sound like God is a woman. God make a whole garden. God make all kind of plant that was tending for theyself before man and woman, right? And you telling me God had to make man to tend the garden? That sound like a woman making up chores for her husband. That sound like a woman finding something for her husband to do.
But guess what? God is neither woman nor man.
I mean, that we can argue again. I don't mind that.
I believe God is woman and man.
As I'm saying, I that's my compromise.
That's why he is not woman nor man.
But see, that's my compromise.
They have a word for that. Our Lord is hermaphrodite.
That's what you just said just now. You throw the first rock, I can throw the second rock, okay?
Boy, I can throw a boulder, I can throw a rock. Throw the at
only at him, only at him. But
yeah,
The point is, I love this conversation. I just want us to make sure when we have in the conversation that we understand that we are not trying to erase the other sex.
No, I'm trying to erase the other sex, you know. But just that when God noticed that Adam was saying, look around and saw all the animals had a companion, he said, guess what? Buddy, you need a companion too. So let me put you to sleep and make you a companion. A help meet. Not a slave.
And I believe that's the second Genesis. Because God made man and woman at the same time first creation.
You know what's a mind blowing thing?
Mm-hmm.
Only two people in creation never had no belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Eve, they're on the belly button. So there's something again. I know.
I don't necessarily believe that Adam and Eve were the first people on earth.
I believe that Adam had a belly button, but Eve didn't have one.
No, you're saying that Adam come from woman then.
That's what I mean. That was the premise of my argument.
I'm willing
to accept Adam, Christmas Adam, and then Christmas Eve. I can accept that, but I ain't accepting nothing
Merry
else.
Merry Christmas Adam today, sir. I enjoyed the conversation, the back and forth. I was also reminded that we could evolve backwards.
Oh, you said it, but that's what we call the evolution now.
Well, I mean, look at us. I believe we evolving backwards for real.
Yeah, we turn back to animals.
Well, I mean,
no, we ever had that inside us.
We
ever had animals inside us. Ain't no secret.
So I'd like to thank you today. I have been enlivened with the desire to row. It's going to be a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Adam, sir. I appreciate
thank you.
We need more people to come and sing.
Hold on. Sir.
Yeah.
Give the producer your name and number. Come for a prize.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
He needs to come for a prize.
Because I had a question.
And he don't believe I evolve into a spirit?
I had a question. Are you, is it Christmas Eve with a capital C and a capital E? Or is it Christmas Eve with a lowercase C and a lowercase E for you? Are you a devout Christian celebrating Christmas? Or is this a cultural celebration of Christmas for you?
Are you going?
Me going. Right? But that's...
Christmas is cultural or Christmas is a spiritual thing?
Well, Christmas has become cultural.
Christmas was not cultural before and I become Christian?
Okay. First of all, we know that Christmas is a kind of like, I can call it a festival, that was sort of laid upon other pagan practices.
It evolved.
To bring people to Christ.
Yeah, it evolved. See that word there again?
To bring people to Christ, yeah. I can leave it there. A feeling of pinching came over me. Like, yeah. If I don't go to church this Christmas morning,
yeah.
I got plenty
judgment.
Plenty pinches in the bank.
Yeah.
Okay, but the that's a question I have, right? Like, on the next side, we give a prize to whoever calls in and answers it with an explanation. Are you a Christmas with a capital C, or are you Christmas Christ. With an X, Xmas, right?
Xmas.
Is it a religious celebration for you, or is it a cultural celebration for you? Because here's why this question in particular is important for us Bahamians. Because we blend the practice of Junkanoo with the celebration of Christmas. And Christmas is a Christian religious thing, and Junkanoo is an African spiritual and cultural practice, right? And we blend these two things together without any actual conversation about what's happening and why it's happening.
It's a winter solstice.
I mean, the boy can call back in and ask you what you dealing with, Nuri.
Magic.
Christians don't celebrate winter solstice.
No more. They should celebrate it before when we was good Christians then. Now okay. I kind of off Christians.
As we end the show, we prep for the next hour. We're going to continue to do some giveaways. But again, we're going to have giveaways tomorrow as well. So stay tuned. We have a text here that says, are we spirit beings having a human experience, or are we human beings having a spiritual experience? Right? I say I'm willing to place to call in the next hour and give us a solid answer. Something we could row about. Right? We'll get a small prize.
I just want to get present.
Listen, I want to say thank you to the Myers Group of Companies.
Yes.
For supporting our giveaway this year. I want to say thank you again to Devania's.
Yes.
I want to say thank you to Azalita and Azalita's curry powders.
Yes.
CA Nuri pepper sauce.
I need to go downstairs to get the next one.
Seasonal Sunshine Bahamas and SG Ranch for their donations. And the goat. Donated a tamarind and a guava pepper. Now we have a challenge between Devania's and the goat and CA Nuri who got the best pepper sauces. Anyway, you guys stay tuned. More giveaways in the next hour with CA Nuri and Guardian Radio AM. And thank you to my producer who always finds the best and most appropriate moment music for me in the moment. Thank you. We're off the clock.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.